The phrase contractors as piñatas is used by some vendors to describe how they feel about the assortment of new rules and regulations coming from the Obama administration. Aaron Raddick is a manager in the Government Contractor Advisory Services Practice at Baker Tilly. He joins Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller live at the National Contract Management Association's 33rd Annual Government Contract Management Symposium to discuss how vendors can avoid the strike zone. Over to you, Jason.
Thank you, Emily. Now, Aaron, contractors as piñatas. I heard that just recently at another event, and I thought it was a great example of what's going on in the federal procurement marketplace for some people, not for everyone, for some. So let's talk about some trends that the vendors are seeing. What are some of the, from your clients, from your perspective, what are some of the biggest trends?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think there's certainly a lot going on in the federal marketplace. I think a couple of the trends that come to mind, maybe on the flip side of the question, things that are actually going well, I would say small business contracting. You know, the federal government recently announced that they actually met their small business goal for the past year, 23%. That's federal funds flowing to small businesses. And as a result, they've increased that to 25% the following year. And so I think it's a good time to be a small business contractor. Certainly the large contractors are doing well, also doing well. Where I think the squeeze is more in the middle. There's a lot of competition. If you've graduated from the 8A programs, you're not yet a large contractor, you're facing increased competition.
I want to talk about the small business piece for a second, because you talk to the small businesses and they'll tell you it's harder than ever. The pie is shrinking. There's strategic sourcing is making things harder. And then there's also contract consolidation going on. Another theme I heard recently about is fewer contracts and not necessarily bigger ones, but quicker ones. You know, the agile approach is really starting to take on. Is that something that when you talk to your clients, you say to them, be prepared to bid more often on maybe smaller contracts?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a trend in the marketplace as well. And there's less money to go around. And I, you know, jumping back to the piñata example, I mean, I think overall, you know, the slogan in a much more broad setting, the phrase you hear a lot is do more with less. That applies to the public at large, with economic pressures, the federal government too. But with contractors, I'd amend that slogan a bit to be do more with less, but still comply with more, because there are, as you referenced, a host of regulations that are coming down the pipe. And to stay in the game, you have to comply with all those, plus bid on more awards and really keep on top of everything. And there's a lot to keep on top of.
And do you think that's the biggest area where the procurement environment is changing, is the do more with less, but comply with more issue? We talk a lot about the do more with less, and I think you're starting to hear some federal folks saying do less with less. And now it's what less you're doing is what matters the most. But for contractors, they don't necessarily always have that option.
Yeah, I think for my clients, certainly it's all about compliance and doing more. There's more administrative burden being, you know, placed on them, more cost to perform to obtain the same objectives of performance, but price should not change, and despite the fact that their costs of compliance are going up.
Now, you brought up price. We're going to have to bring up LPTA, lowest price technically acceptable. Again, an interesting statistic that I saw recently was from 2009 to 2013, the number of LPTA contracts rose by 10%. Is that? But you hear that the Defense Department has taken a step back from LPTA. Now, are you starting to see that same issue happen in the civilian world? Because things do definitely flow down from DoD to civilian. What are you seeing in the environment?
Yeah, I mean, I still think LPTA is relevant, and it's an example of, again, you know, that expecting performance costs to stay low, but despite the increase in compliance, I think that is trickling down some. But I agree that there's a step back and a recognition that that's not, you know, the end-all, be-all way to procure. And as a result, you're seeing more of a focus on, you know, perhaps more comprehensive solutions. And, you know, an example I would use is the government is increasingly expecting more in supply chain management from its prime contractors and higher tier subcontractors.
I think the supply chain management is a huge issue, and I definitely want to touch upon that. First, I'm speaking with Aaron Raddick, a manager in the Government Contractor Advisory Services Practice, Baker Tilly. Now, Aaron, one of the other big challenges for 2015 that's coming up, you talk about supply chain. There's some new rules and regulations that are coming down. I think DoD issued some, and then there's the cybersecurity piece from DoD and GSA that came through the executive order that President Obama signed back in February. give me a sense of where do you see some of the hot topics as we look forward into 2015, specifically start with supply chain, but you can go broader, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I'll hit on those two topics. On supply chain compliance, I think the expectation is no longer flow everything down, close your eyes, and hope that everything is going to be okay. There's now an expectation by the government that you, as a contractor, prime or higher tier sub, understands where your products and services are coming from and are going to be responsible for their quality and the costs of any issues that arise. And so, you know, the DFARS counterfeit electronic parts rule is a good example of that. Came out, finalized in May. And that's one issue, but some of the laws that have been around for a long time, Trade Agreements Act, Buy American Act, all those are very relevant. Again, there's now an expectation that you are monitoring and ensuring compliance with your subcontractors, and that's a really difficult, practically speaking, thing for contractors to do.
Well, I think you bring up a fair point, because the flow down can be so great. I mean, you could get a subcontractor of a subcontractor of a subcontractor, and how can you as the prime be responsible for that flow down? It's the same challenge that you've heard over the years, going back to the beginning of our conversation about small businesses. Should they get credit for their subcontractor because it's a small business? And I think there's always that push and pull. What can be done about it? Is there a happy medium?
Yeah, I mean, I am thinking about that constantly, helping contractors with that constantly. It's really a challenge. I don't think there's an easy answer. I mean, there's certainly things you as a contractor could do, getting representations and certifications from your suppliers. You have to do the flow downs, indemnifications, audit rights potentially. But still, you have a host of flow downs that you're including. You have a host of suppliers if you're a complex business. And practically speaking, managing compliance with all of them is extremely difficult.
And I think the managing compliance piece is key here, because there's so much. I think contractors are feeling overwhelmed by how much they have to comply with. Are there best practices that are starting to develop? Are you starting to, when you talk to your clients about how to deal with all these different requirements, how are they making that balance work? I mean, is there anything that's starting to really show as a best practice?
I mean, it's some of the things that I mentioned, representations and certifications, certainly indemnifications. I haven't seen too many prime contractors or larger subcontractors actually go in and audit their supply chain, but there's an education process, and more you're seeing them spend time to actually help their supply chain understand the rules and regs, because it's going to come back on them if they don't.
From a Capitol Hill perspective, there's been a big piece around acquisition reform. We know the House Armed Services Committee, the Senate Armed Services Committee, is looking at it. In fact, we did a special report called The Missing Pieces of Acquisition of Procurement Reform just recently. When you look broadly at what's going on, is there one or two things that you would point to that says, you know, vendors really are concerned about this, that either needs to be tackled by Congress or by the administration or both?
Yeah, I mean, this is probably not new. And again, I'm coming from the contractor's perspective, but certainly the acquisition workforce is one thing that comes to mind. Having the experienced personnel who understand the rules, they understand the process, they understand how to facilitate business, is something that we're all concerned about. You know, we hear about a third of the workforce with a lot of that knowledge retiring soon. Another third has only, you know, 5 years or less under their belt so far. So there's a lot of experience that's leaving, and it's that knowledge of the rules and the process that really helps facilitate commerce. And not only that, but one thing I hear, and this is maybe a little bit tangential, is contractors would really appreciate, and in the rare cases do appreciate, where the acquisition folks that they're dealing with actually have experience on the contractor side as well, so they understand both sides of the coin and can really respect where the challenges are.
And I think what's happening is you're seeing that more and more people are going back and forth between government and coming back to industry and going back and forth. So they're trying to get that, but that's not happened over the last 20, 30 years.
Right.
So I think that you're right, that is a rare case. I think that's a good place to leave us off. We're at the 33rd Annual Government Contract Management Symposium, where a lot of that training is going to happen. I've been speaking with Aaron Raddick, a manager in the Government Contractor Advisory Services Practice at Baker Tilly. I'm Jason Miller, reporting live from NCMA's big event.